Welcome back to the Jukebox. Here we go. Now, this is a fascinating concept. We love to hear operatic arias on our show. We love to hear song. We love to hear dance. And now we have a groundbreaking Canadian opera that seamlessly intertwines the worlds of both dance and opera. It's my pleasure to welcome Jonathan Kravchenko, a young rising star of the composing world. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hello, welcome. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. Yeah, you're getting ready for a very interesting production at Trinity St. Paul's Centre, both May 5th and May 17th. It's called Tango for Two. Tickets are selling very, very fast. TangoForTwo.com is the website. Fascinating concept. How did this come about, this idea of intertwining, finding a new medium for your work?
Well, it all started really with a composition that was just a piano solo composition. I would play it in my recitals. It was just called Tango for Two. And it was just that. It was a tango. And it was really interesting because, you know, you'd play all your classical stuff as you would in a recital. And then you would have this as an encore. And I realized that, well, people were really receptive to it. So this was maybe 2.5 years ago now.
Okay.
And so the idea kind of started, well, why don't we develop something with it? And why don't we take it somewhere? And then we started looking, and obviously, I'm a huge fan of opera myself. Like, COC and all of that is absolutely my jazz.
Gotcha. Okay. So you've been attending opera productions yourself in your youth or just enjoying them?
Of course. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And so the question became, why isn't there anything really Canadian out there? And how can we take the genre to another level?
I'm just curious, the tango itself, the tango, this dance that originated in the working class port neighborhoods of Buenos Aires, how the tango inspired you to write this upcoming opera?
Tango is it's an emotionally inspired dance. It's very, very,
yeah.
There's so much movement and there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. So when we were looking at how we're going to develop the story and bring out an extra third dimension to it almost, that was something that was a natural fit. And of course, it was based on the composition for Tango that was going to be something. And it's an element of the story, too.
Interesting. Yeah, it originated in Buenos Aires and then took the world by storm. It's a universal dance in some ways. Everyone can relate to it. And when did you start writing your own tangos? Is this your first time or you already had some exposure to them before?
I think I should probably talk about the story and put things more in context.
Okay, sure.
The story itself is that there's a sailor and he arrives in Nova Scotia. And obviously, you know, he's been on deployment here and there. And part of the story where the whole tango comes in is that when he was in Argentina, he learned to dance a tango.
Okay.
He arrives in Nova Scotia and falls in love with this beautiful girl. But the problem is that they're only in Nova Scotia for a couple of days before they have to leave and he keeps going. So obviously there becomes this big, and it's the culmination really at the most intense point of the whole production and the whole opera is the point where he has to make the decision, okay, does he stay with this girl that he's fallen in love with? Or is he going to ditch her and go back to his career with the Navy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a little bit of a 24-hour love in this.
A little bit.
A little love story thrown in, make it juicy. Yeah, great story. Did you write the story yourself?
So the story is based off of a few different East Coast poetry pieces.
Okay.
And obviously that we kind of work together. It was mainly myself working with a few other people, friends of mine that are writers as well,
gotcha,
to really kind of bring it in and kind of pull everything together. The culmination happens with that. And in the end, he does choose the girl, but not without some serious tragedies. And so that kind of tango element is what they dance when they fall in love. It's almost a symbol for their relationship.
I see.
So that's kind of really the element with everything and how it all ties together.
Interesting. I'm reading it. It says saved on the back of a blue whale. So there are some East Coast legends in this one.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, with dance, this becomes such a powerful motif and visually it becomes so striking.
Wonderful. So tangofortwo.com is the website. Check it out. Trinity St. Paul's Centre in Toronto, May 5th, May 17th. Last few shows, last chance to see it. Tickets are selling very, very fast. Jonathan, thank you for letting us know about this upcoming production. Anything else you'd like to share with us? Why we should go and see it?
I think it's a really new groundbreaking project, and I think it's something really important for the progression of opera as a genre of itself. So hopefully we'll see you all there.
Great. And where does your inspiration come from as a composer? I know you mentioned opera, you mentioned tango as the unifying factor, the storytelling. What about the actual language you're using to compose? Is it in a, you know, do you have some certain composers that you feel, you know, have inspired you on your musical journey?
Obviously studying with the conservatory and going through U of T, you really get your exposure to different classical composers.
Uh-huh.
In terms of style, I would really say maybe even Rachmaninoff Tchaikovsky style. Tango for Two is very neoclassical.
Almost neo-romantic with Rachmaninoff.
We're trying to really stay away from anything, you know, like there's nothing wrong with it, but the kind of atonal new music style. And so what we really aim to do with Tango for Two is let's make a happy opera that anyone can enjoy. That's the idea. When we sat down, we thought, okay, well, look, there's so much negativity in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is really just open any internet page and there's already going to be something negative. Why can't we just have a positive, happy, feel-good story in the version of an opera? And that's what we did.
Fantastic, Jonathan. Good luck to you and your crew. TangoFor2.com. Check it out. Join Jonathan and this evolution of opera from a Canadian perspective. Wonderful East Coast legendary story interspersed with music, song, dance, opera. A fascinating concept. Thank you, Jonathan. Good luck with your upcoming two productions.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Cheers.
All righty. Cheers. Take care.